For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri is resuming use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after federal scientific advisors decided its benefits outweigh a rare risk of blood clots. The state made the announcement Friday night in a tweet in response to U.S. health officials lifting an 11-day pause on the single-dose vaccine. The state said that providers with Johnson & Johnson vaccine in stock can immediately begin administering it and that shipments from the federal government will resume this week. Just over 105,000 doses of Johnson & Johnson had been administered in Missouri before the pause. St. Louis's new mayor, U.S. Representative Cori Bush, and several other officials met with detainees at both of the city's jails Saturday to check out conditions and highlight reform efforts. Mayor Tishara Jones says she is particularly concerned about complaints she heard about substandard food and lack of access to medical treatment in the city's jails. Jones has pledged to close the medium-security jail known as the Workhouse, which has often been criticized for unsanitary and unsafe conditions. Her budget proposal presented last week calls for closing it by July 1st. Bush said they were told stories about human waste on the floor and saw inadequate healthcare facilities within the jails. Aviva Okeson-Haberman, a graduate of the MU School of Journalism, an accomplished KCUR reporter known for her thoughtful, aggressive, and compassionate reporting, has died after suffering a gunshot wound in her Kansas City apartment. She was 24. Okeson-Haberman was struck by a bullet Friday afternoon while she was in her first floor apartment, according to KCUR. Okeson-Haberman has been covering Missouri government and politics at the station, where she had worked since 2019, after graduating from the University of Missouri School of Journalism. In her nearly 2 years at KCUR, Aviva covered a host of issues, ranging from corruption in Clay County and medical marijuana to the conflicting pandemic restrictions in differing Kansas City area cities and inequities in the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. During her time at the school, she worked here at KBIA and won multiple national awards as a student reporter and producer. After news of Okeson-Haberman's death broke yesterday, many former and present colleagues and public officials, including Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, offered memories and condolences on Twitter. KCUR's Dan Margulies writes that Aviva's colleagues will miss not just her brilliant reporting, but her quiet and slyly mischievous character. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.